Do you want your coat over here?
Can I put it on here?
Oh, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
Your purse, sure.
Where's your hat?
It's in the car.
Okay.
I was afraid I'd lose it.
Never heard of saying it. Pardon?
I said no.
The site plan has engineering. The building is in the subdivision. It's a lot.
Now, Coventry Lane.
All engineering done and being planned as we speak. They developed the two necessary easements. The existing turnaround on Coventry Lane was never a public easement. They granted that and it's been approved and filed. And then the issue of joint lateral combining before the doors is going to be resolved. They're going to be granting a public sanitary easement, extended for a manhole, and then have two laterals combined, tied into the main after the manhole. And that easement's been filed already. It's administrative. You have the right, if you want to give the chairman the right to still file it. But that is a subdivision dividing a lot too. Like the first one's undivided.
And we're really into that. Our cutting tools, I understand, is 800 feet back from any residential.
The structure where they're adding on is supposed to 1400 feet back. The parking lot addition is supposed to 900 feet back. Yes, full engineering approval today. Wayne and I were able to sit down and find the answer. We can shift the fence in a night left. It's open.
Okay, and the land, the Genco vacant land on Towers Road, I guess there's some questions there, but this is pre-applied. So it's purely administrative, and we're not going to make any decision on that.
Sorry, I'm from the ZPA, and they granted a narrower rock plot of 97.
97.
Yeah.
The vacant land on Ankle Road, the concept relevant to 49 lot subdivision. There are a number of issues there. And I know there's some issues with the road.
Who's the proposed builder for that?
I just reviewed and see who the name is. And if that would be in that. Essentially, that I think there are a lot of problems tied to that in terms of that road is barely navigable right now.
It was just reasonably not by highway. And it's a country style.
Will it hold traffic two ways?
Pardon?
Will it hold two-way traffic?
Yeah, it does. I drive that every day to come to work. Country style road, and a gravel shoulder is an issue for flying. The road on average is like 21, 22, similar to Murphy. It means so much of the lane limit is over 10 foot wide. DOT allows down 9 foot lanes. Go to the Killing Park Lane, or the Killing Mall, go down 9 foot wide.
Because it's not a road.
It's a town road.
We would take a lot of street and outside of the gas.
You can't. Some of the Murphy, the engineering department reassess all the roads and break them. I forgot what angle roads assessment is, but it's quite high. Just like Murphy Road has like a score of 80 out of 100. And similar to Angle Road, Murphy Road, that was a pretty high. It's 21.
Schmidt, that's the first one up here.
Off those papers.
Oh, than 2 years?
No.
Will we know? Yes.
That's the Democrat Review. The initial memorandum of flag lots apparently did not, we had made that motion, and it apparently didn't get a lot of attention.
Am I surprised?
Pardon?
Am I surprised?
No. We'll reconvey it if it's.
We have to remind him again.
Reminder.
Helps with that.
And, I mean, there are issues there. There are existing flag lots, and, they really can't. They're there, and we may have to live with them, but clearly, if the board moves ahead to, not allow subdivision in a way that would create additional flag lots, there would be no harm to anyone. So, that's one of the things that's an issue too, is that when they're talking about hotels, in neighborhoods where there's intersection hotels, like the potential hotel in the Ellicott complex and stuff, or in some folks in the stadium area, there's great sensitivity to privacy. In terms of backyard and stuff like that, that seems to be a fundamental, in addition to having to put in these long utility rooms and maybe issues with emergency vehicles and stuff like that, there seems to be no privacy in that. People don't want people looking in their backyard. Whatever the reason,
I can see everybody's backyard in my area.
Pardon?
I can see everybody's backyard in my area.
Nobody wants to call it up in your public company.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an interesting kind of thing, but somehow, there's a lot of. I guess that's our agenda, and,
Mr. Chairman, before we leave, will the first meeting not read the motion handed out? Just half for a motion approving. This is your own. What is written in this motion?
And actually, you don't have to put it in for a vote on the vote.
Big record.
We won't have to read in the vote.
That is correct.
Yes, we have a motion for it.
Just entertain a motion for it.
grandkids that age, there's apparently this Compton tree thing. How was it about the tree here?
Yeah, I had four kids that went falling in educator board. But usually it's at a middle school or a junior school or a church parking lot. And all the people, families back at Carver in a parking lot, they open the tailgates. Some people go bananas and decorate it with, you know, fake spider webs, pumpkins and music, whatever. And the kids just walk down the center, pile up the parking lot, they go this side, this side, it's like they're shopping. And grocery store, they visit here, they visit there. Then everybody's out, 45 minutes later, load your kids up and go home. We didn't do it this year, but in years past, but it's been supplemental to our regular trick or treating tradition.
Well, of course, I didn't do the weather, we're going to get some people, come over here and adjourn for 5 minutes, by which time I will be over there.
I'm so bad about it, because I rub them with my shirt and sweaters or whatever, and then over a short period of time, all of the, like, the veneer starts wearing away.
Yeah, they put a coat on.
Yeah.
That's why I need green things, or like, no, too. So what I do is I go on Amazon, like $5, not that, they're not that cheap. Seriously, they're under $12 for like a five pair. And then I usually leave them all over the place. I beat them up, but I can't.
There's people all over Orchard Park.
You know what's really bad is when you, nowadays, you gotta watch the tissues you use because they have to.
Yeah.
It's like, get your glasses, and you get one of those tissues, and you start wiping.
Lotion your glasses.
Cow, it's even worse.
I have
Vacillation from the air.
I was upset today because I sat home all day today. My daughter, her husband, tell me the soundbar. It's a soundbar, it's got a bass speaker to it. A folk audio.
Yeah.
Folk audio, so it's a sign for it. Just they don't give me 12, of course, they keep it 3:30. So I walked in, I see mom at the side. So I'm just taking a picture, show my children. It was there, but you're probably.
Yeah.
But I guess if I was in the city, you see Marcus there, folk audio at the outside of the box, which it was.
Yeah, but also.
Our neighborhood. Nah, I was trying to talk to my wife.
I was that kind of bothered. I don't know. You got one?
I think we'll get one on the new house.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think it's worth it. I have a zero bar front bed right now. I can see that I have a couple of bushes there. And love it. Oh.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to the November regular meeting of the Town of Orchard Park Planning Board. There's some ministerial kinds of things we need to review. Firstly, should the fire alarm sound? There are, as you can see, a number of doorways with an exit sign illuminated. And you leave via one of those doorways, you will see other illuminated exit signs which will take you to the exterior wall of the building, out of the building and safety. Should any person present have a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, if they are here to petition the board on a project, they must make that relationship known under state law and town code of ethics. So with that, we have a couple of scheduled items. And the first scheduled item under the public hearing section is public hearing on project 25-2003, which is vacant land on Able Road by Kevin Smith, apparently according to council.
Yep.
Mr. Bailey?
All you need to do is entertain a motion to approve.
And why is that?
Because the merger legally has already taken place. This is just an administrative procedure to create one SPL number where there are now two.
So the board has no prerogative.
That's exactly.
Report this.
That is correct.
So will there be such a motion?
They can't probably make that one.
I will make a motion to approve.
I second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, I say nay. There being only ayes heard, the motion is carried. Public hearing relative to project 9-2023 for 5245 Murphy Road. This is McCauley Development. Essentially, the board has taken position of staying within town code and not allowing structures more than two stories or 35 foot height. The developer, under state law, has the option to ask for a variance from town code, and they would go to the town's zoning board of appeals. The zoning board could grant the variance for three stories or could reject it. With not knowing at this point whether it would be a proposal for a two-story or a three-story, there's nothing really in terms of a plan to hold about it until we get that decision from the zoning board of appeal. In order for that to take place, the petitioner will have to go to file their appeal by the 14th of this month, and then they would have the opportunity to appear before the ZBA in December. For folks here relative to the Metallic project, I think that would be a very important meeting for you to go to provide your input.
Mr. Chairman, if I may interject, it's up to the applicant to decide when to file with the ZBA. It could be next month, it could be next June. So there's really no time frame within which they have to apply. But the point is, I think they're coming to is that you're looking for a motion to adjourn this to give them time to go to the zoning board of appeals so that we can act if there is some decision made by that board.
That's right back there.
Okay.
And also, for folks who are here relative to that project, our secretary will, you know, be happy to take your name and contact information. So when and if this does come back to us, that you can be notified, and we can be sure that you can be notified and be aware of if there is a public hearing. There can be no approval without the hearing. So, and when there will be, if you give your name and contact information to Rose, we'll do our best to reach out to you. So, I guess at this point, we have a motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Okay.
The public hearing.
Okay, so we're going to adjourn.
I'll second
it. Okay, there's a motion and a second to adjourn the public hearing. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Only ayes, no nays. If you're here for the public hearing, again, you know, Rose has a sheet in which you can leave your name and contact information. Thank you for your interest and for coming. Thank you.
This town assessment has
okay, so what do I do for what?
Just ask Nancy for the new number or when it's processed.
So do I go up there tomorrow or do I
tomorrow we're closed.
How do you go about with it?
I'm going to make, there's a sign-in sheet up there, and I'm going to maybe pass it around and see what can be. I didn't even know this was going to happen,
so when should I go?
Monday.
Monday?
because we're not there tomorrow. So thank you for letting that come.
Will they have the number or they have the
third item?
I don't know that. They said it was already.
Please take your conversations into the hall.
Counselor and Sergeant Darby. Third item relative to the public hearing is setting a date or allowing the chair to set a date for a public hearing for preliminary approval of the planning board file 1723.
It has full engineering approval. It's provided to create a public turnaround. The turnaround is physically there, but never land deeded to the town of Canadian or Canadian. Since then, their attorney has developed that easement. We reviewed it. It is correct. It's been filed. Also, the issue with the joint sewer lateral is going to be resolved. It has created a sewer easement, extend the main into the easement, put a manhole, and then it'll be able to tie the lateral improperly into the extension of the main. Those documents have been reviewed and approved by the Commonwealth Department. Their attorney has filed as of today those easements. And basically, what was not the whole of the issue I had handled was brought up apparent at the pre-application plan.
I would ask the other comment for building inspector. Is everything in order as it should be?
Well, the building department has no problem. We have no personal problem.
So, is there a motion then to authorize the chair to set a date for a public hearing for preliminary approval?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion regarding the planning board subdivision file 17-23 to authorize the chairman to set a preliminary plat and public hearing date for 65 and 66 Poetry Lane on December 14, 2023.
I second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There being only ayes heard, motion carried, and we went all into order. We will move ahead and we will target date on December 14th. As we go to our next session, which is regular business, we're looking at arch cutting tools.
Do you care for point of order? Are we going to deal with the minutes from the previous meeting? No.
Essentially, while I believe your address is nominally hourly, the site itself is actually sort of a hop, skip, and a jump from Taylor.
From Taylor and the river.
So, from tell us a little bit about the project. And there were concerns that the property from Ellis and within, site vista of Ellis, which is residential, not being,
project. Also with me is Doug Fayes, the engineer for the project. Doug's gonna explain a little bit about it. But...
So the existing site, it is 15.87 acres. It's located at 5720 Ellis Road. Now the current business there is our cutting tools, and this site plan is for a building addition and parking lot addition for the current building to address their growth and need for additional parking for employees. The plan proposes two building additions and additional parking. There's existing 49 spaces now. We're adding an additional 21 spaces for a total of 70, and it's based on the number of employees they have currently. Tuesday night, we received approval from the Conservation Board for the landscaping plan. We've submitted plans to engineering and review and recommendations.
Today, we're granted.
And one thing that came up when we were here for concept was stormwater. The additional parking will drain to the existing pond, and we submitted drainage analysis of the existing pond, and the pond is more than adequate to handle this additional parking.
Answer your question about the residential?
Yeah.
Ellis Road is up here.
Right.
The existing building is several hundred feet back off of Ellis Road. Proposed additions are actually in the back side of that, up against the railroad tracks. So there will be no visibility, any further visibility from Ellis, of the residents on Ellis. So let me point out too, the additions are to expand their manufacturing facility, not necessarily just for storage or anything like that. And they are planning to add 15 employees in the next year. So that's the additional part.
I believe, you know, we are hopeful to see some growth of industrial space use in Orchard Park. It helps stabilize the tax base and minimize the need for tax increases, and especially if there's going to be no intrusion visual or otherwise. I presume there's going to be no noise.
We'll continue to operate as they currently do. It'd be a little bit noisy during construction on a building, but that's normal. It'll be during the allowed business hours, the allowed construction hours, and I think 7 to 7.
You know, no odors or anything like that.
No.
Alex,
any questions?
No questions. How many employees do you have now?
80.
80? And then you're planning to add 15 more.
Yeah, three more.
So that's 95, and for a total of 70 parking places will be sufficient?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
I just think it's great to see a business in Orchard Park expand, especially along the manufacturing side where jobs are. Individuals are well compensated, especially benefits. They'll probably live in Orchard Park, which is really good for the community. I see very little impact on the site of anybody, you know, and from a residential point of view. It's a large piece of property to begin with, especially with the location so close to the railroad itself. I think it looks like a very good project.
Actually, historically, the reason why the driveway to go straight out to Taylor is because the railroad wouldn't allow anyone to go over the tracks.
Yep.
So, folks had to cut it in for that one.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Eager to make motion this evening.
Thanks to Mr. Bailey. Regarding Planning Board File 28-23, I move to recommend that the Town Board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 4,200 square foot addition to an existing building. Per the plan received on 8-17-23, based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted seeker action based on the short EAF submitted on 9/20/2023 and a negative declaration is made. Number three, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward and toward the site. Number four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number five, the landscape plan received on 10/17/23 meets all green space regulations with 80% total green space. In accordance with section 144-44C1A2, a certified check amount amounting to 50% of the 12,150 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, which is a total of $6,075. Conservation Board approval was granted on 11/7/23. Number six, any future dumpster shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Number seven, the applicant is to provide the Town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. Number eight, engineering approval was granted on
today, the 9th.
11/9/2023. I so move.
Second. Okay, motion second. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, congratulations. But thank you for your project.
Thank you. Thanks.
See if you can bring in some of your fellow entrepreneurs to Orchard Park and help us fill what vacant industrial land we have.
Yeah. That's right. All right, thank you.
Our final item.
Subdivision on Howard Road. The property is currently vacant. We did go to the ZBA on August 15th, and we were granted variance for the reduction in lot width. 120 is normally required. We're providing 97.72 feet per lot. On that aerial from the county GIS I gave you, you can see that some of the lots in the area are basically the same width, if not some of them are actually smaller. The lots are being purchased by a brother and sister. The brother's going to live on one side, the sister's going to live on the other side. They're not dividing this to sell them. They're actually going to live there. And the plan I submitted actually has the real house that they're going to construct on it, which no variance would be required for that. Property is relatively deep, about 1,200 feet from Powers Road to the rear property line. They are going to set their houses back about 200 feet up the road, but they are only going to clear the portion that's required for each of the driveways. They will leave a little chunk of woods in each corner up towards the road. You can see it better on the, I can show you. They're only going to clear for the driveways. They'll leave the little pieces of trees left here and here, and we'll run our utilities in the area that they're going to clear for the driveway, so we will preserve some trees. There is no sewer there, so each house will have a septic. And the septic has to be approved by the health department. The driveways have to be approved by the county highway department, powered to the county road. If anybody has any questions, I can certainly answer them.
What is the frontage?
97.72 per lot.
Thank you.
time I applied, they had the property under contract, but they have since closed on it, so they actually own it now.
No, I'm just gonna put that back here, see if I have questions.
Well, I mean, in terms of the variance, obviously, I think your request to the ZBA was fair. I mean, it's not like, you know, a lot of lots in Orchard Park are 100 feet of frontage, so you're, not much at all. And the looks of it, it's a long backyard.
And there's a lot of trees in the backyard, right? There is neighbors in the back here that's in the subdivision on Autumn Lane. But they'll be buffered by quite a bit of trees. They have no plans to, obviously, get the property. They bought it because it is wooded.
Like a little lane.
Yeah.
I have no question.
I have a question.
No, okay.
Let me see if I got the right one here. I'd like to make a motion regarding Planning Board Subdivision 31-2023. The following pre-application findings are made based on submitted survey received 10/13/2023, and the applicant has detailed. Total acreage is 5 plus or minus acres. Desired zoning classification is R2 zone. Number of possible stages of completion is 1. Applicant's position with respect to title is owner. Number 1, all public notices have been filed. 2, the zoning will remain as is. 3, access to surrounding properties is through Powers Road. 4, recreation fees will be provided in accordance with section 144-70E of the town code and shall be paid or provided prior to the final plan public hearing. 5, subdivision development fees per section 144-70B of the town code shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. Number 6, the public hearing fees shall be paid prior to the preliminary plat plan public hearing. 7, the applicant has completed and submitted the short EAF for this unlisted seeker action. A motion is made and regarding Planning Board Subdivision File 31-2023. I move to set a preliminary plat plan public hearing when the chairman deems it appropriate.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, there is a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate your right to vote.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard.
Thank you.
Interestingly, we don't adopt the
We could have laid this out where one of them was a flag lot and the other one had a frontage, but we felt that it was better to do it like this.
We agree.
I know, especially Dave. I know Dave would agree.
Yes, sir.
I know the flag lot.
Now, our final item is concept review. And, relates to Angle Road. At concept review, the basic purpose is to get some idea of what's being proposed and whether there to be some dialogue between petitioner and board and the feeling as to how the process will occur and what it should. Typically, we will set a time limit, and I will let Counselor and Sergeant at Arms
I'll just eye on the clock.
Go ahead.
I'll give the quick rundown, and then you guys can have questions. And Chris Wood with Carmina Wood Design, we're the engineer, and also with me, Doug Bayes. Bill Gusmano is one of the ownership, part of the ownership group for the project. He's also an architect. So what we have is a project on Angle Road, just north of Milestrip Road on the east side. It's about 42 acres, zoned R2. We're planning on leaving it zoned R2. What we're proposing is 49 single family lots. It'll most likely be constructed in two phases. First phase being, the blue line is the creek that runs through it. First phase would be south of the creek, second phase is north of the creek. First phase is about 2,500 linear feet of new public road and utilities, so 34 lots. Phase two would be about 1,700 linear feet of road and about 15 lots. I think the main topic here is sanitary sewer doesn't currently exist on Engle Road. And speaking with the engineering department, Wayne swore to me that we would have.
Four to 5 years at best.
Okay, well, that's okay. We do have another option. We do have a relationship with the developer who owns the property next door, which he will allow us to go through his property to access the sewer on Milestone Road, which is deep enough. Part of it would probably require a public pump station to get the phase two portion down there. I'm thinking the phase two portion may not happen until the 4 or 5 years when the sewer is, you know, in the area on Engle Road.
We'll work with you and your IT team to they govern the forest swing along Milestone and there is research on how much the wind foot.
So it's gravity.
I know that they are limiting how much the wind foot. We'll work with you with the addition of calculus.
Right. We'll have to do a downstream sort of path analysis.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's part of the project. So that'll kind of get worked out at some point. Yeah. But.
Remind me of the contour of the terrain.
Sure. There is, I didn't bring the one with the contours on it, but there is kind of a high point here in this, goes this direction. The rest of it goes towards the creek, obviously. There are some wetlands adjacent to the creek on the property. We are leaving a large majority of them. There are small areas that we do have to impact them to cross the creek, and then a small area here to accommodate these couple lots. But we are going to leave, minimize the amount of impact and leave most of the wetlands in the back of those two lots.
The drainage that would go over the miles, right?
The drainage will go into a detention basin along Engle Road. This is Engle Road.
But I thought you were saying the high point.
There's a high point here, right. And part of it goes this way currently,
right.
Naturally. We're going to get that to go this way, and ultimately to the detention basin, the phase one detention basin, which would discharge to this creek that goes to the site. And then phase two would go to the smaller detention basin, there's less lots, and that too would discharge to the existing creek.
I have a question. It's broader than this project, but you know, when I hear about sewer pump stations and stuff like that, and sewer situations where there is no gravity flow. How does that work? Is that the power out of
this? They'll have an emergency generator. Pinocchio Farms next door, and Tom can explain better. Pinocchio Farms, part of that is on a pump station.
Yes, we have a pump station presently. Carlo, I think we're the name of that South Street. That pumps the sewer out 2 miles through, and a development of subdivisions that require a pump station is required for the developer to provide emergency standby generator. So they want to do that little big one.
Okay.
But that's taken care of. And in addition, unlike the county, we check all our pump stations every day. It's not telemetry that phone call someone. We get every day they're checked by our sewer department.
And you know what kind of fuel would be there? And in terms of how long is
the generator?
Yeah, how long will they run for?
When that does happen, our sewer department is there continuously.
Yeah, I believe they'd be considered natural gas, so they'll run.
Yeah.
They'll run out of
gas. Yeah, we put in a pump station housing house, there will be natural gas. If it's a portable generator, it'll be diesel. Either way, when the power goes down between the sanitary department and the engineering department, there's people there 24/7 for the power. Well, when there's a, when it breaks down, you need to repair from there to there.
Is there any question that anybody on the board has?
What size homes are you thinking about constructing?
Yeah, so most of the homes will be single family, well, they will all be single family, around 2,000 to about 3,000.
One story, two story?
Primarily, we're finding that ranches are the most sought after in this area. There seems to be a big shortage of that, and given our price point, it seems like the demographic of people that will reach our price point will demand single family. I would say if I had to put a number on it, we're probably looking at 75-25 range.
And the frontage is on the lots is how
minimum? Minimum 110.
Pardon me?
Minimum 110 per. The widths are minimum. Some of them are a little flat, wider.
Yeah,
one thing I would really highlight is that the lots are much larger compared to some other divisions in the area. Part of that's the nature of the land. Part of it's just how we wanted to prioritize design in this. And so rather than just bringing a straight road down and making a bunch of blocks, there's some curvature, some character to that road. And then another sort of key feature from a planning standpoint is actually taking that wetlands as an opportunity to let natural foliage and some add some plants and let that actually grow back in. It's a design element that adds character and recreate to the subdivision.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just have one thought. Unless anyone else has any
questions. I just,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
In terms of the mindset of expanding, I mean, looking back historically within Orchard Park, having sat up at board myself for a while, is that the mindset was not to expand sewers, to have a better handle on controlling growth so that this doesn't get out of hand, and to utilize the land that's already available, where sewers are available for any type of development, rather than adding additional because of the cost to the taxpayer in terms of that particular line there would be owned and run by the town of Orchard Park versus the main line, which is on Mousetrip Road, which is of course part of Erie County Sewer District 3. I think you need to spend a little time making sure, I think Tom had mentioned about the length of time it might take, number one, to get approval for the extension of the sewer itself within that area by the town board and everything. But also I know with Milestrip Road, there's a lot of concerns over that as it currently is set up. Not only from the perspective of what's there to handle the current flow, but as far as the additional amount of flow which is would be projected. And the reason I say that is right now the system is over 90% capacity, and it's one of the reasons why they're going through $150 million redo of the South Towns sewer plant, which is going to take a number of years. They just completed a it was 54.5 bond issue just to begin the preliminary work, of course. And I'm talking to you in terms of timing on it, because I think with the sewer authority is there's going to be a priority set up as to what has to be done. Right now they are competing with the fact that the stadium is being built, and a lot of the people who are working on the stadium were people who would normally be under contract with the county to do a lot of the work. So some of that may take a number of years. And I'm just telling you this from an investment point of view. Don't be surprised at what, if you're looking at Milestrip, number one, does it have the capacity? Or number two, is there going to be additional work on it? Because there is some expansion in Elmo, which is also tied into that particular area,
right.
Which is going to have an impact on it. But we were always cognizant of the fact that that particular Milestrip road, there was just so much capacity that they could handle on it. And I'm not sure where that stands right now. That's a question.
Yeah, we did engineers in Erie County. We did a couple subdivisions further down towards North Buffalo Road on Miles Strip, and we did downstream sewer capacity analysis for those, and those were okay. And those were more lots than what this one is. So, you know, again, we have to go through the same exercise.
Sure.
The county will have to approve it. They approve it on behalf of the DEC, and then obviously the town will approve it also.
You know, one of the things that I know, you know, typically, to a certain point, we have engineering, we have code, code also has secret. And I think, as you could see from the number of people who are here interested in the proposed project on Burnaby Road, community character, which is a legitimate and potentially mitigation requiring matter under seeker, is becoming a great concern to the people of Orchard Park. And we see that in many places. Do you see a way that we could?
Well, so, yeah, give me your vision for this. This isn't
yes,
your cookie cutter subdivision house that you're gonna put in there. Phil, who's part of the ownership group that's developing this, is also gonna be the home builder.
Yeah, so our company has two affiliated companies as well. So we have an architecture company, which I'm the design principal and lead of, and then we also have a construction company. Really our vision and goal is to create a higher standard single family residential housing focused on sustainability, precedent and design. So I'd say one of the key differences you'll see with our company is that we're really approaching our projects from design first. They're quite literally led by and designers, where a lot of the development that you've seen, I would say, is primarily led by developers or contractors. So with that, we come from I worked for Canon Design for 5.5 years. We have others that work at much larger scales of projects, and now we're taking that expertise and bringing it into the single family housing. So we're really trying to create a new model of standard for these homes, so that these are homes that will add character and look good 20 years down the road, that you're not having shingles flying off the roof, that I'm currently working on becoming passive house certified. So we're taking those building principles and bringing them in, obviously always balancing the economics, but finding the ways that we can sort of make those next steps forward as a community in this area. And so that's really our vision. As far as the community goes, we've actually already arranged, it was almost, I think it was July of last year, we had a community meeting where I went out and hand-delivered letters to all the neighbors around here and asked them to come into our office, take a look at the plans, and give us feedback. So we've taken, you know, a lot of that into consideration in our designs, and we're going to continue to do that throughout our process. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, these are our neighbors around us, and, you know, we want to fit in, but also be something that helps move us forward in this great area.
Did any neighbors take you up on your offer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we met with most of the neighbors that are directly adjacent, all came, and actually the ones down here too.
Good. I salute you for that.
Mm-hmm. I like your perspective on it, only because I'll tell you, I don't know if you've been on the 219 in West Seneca, and you look at that project over there, I would never ever support anything that looks like that. I look at it in an eyesore, and every time I go down the 219, I look at those buildings. I mean, every single one of them is an exact copy, and I'll tell you, it looks like the materials they used on them was.
And just to give you an idea of this, so, I mean, certain designs that our company comes up with will be focused on what's the orientation to the sun. So,
and you're going to present some of those designs here the next
time? Yeah, we'll get to if that's something that becomes necessary.
We'll be back a couple times.
I'm sure you will be.
If you're curious in some of our work, we are building a $3 to $4 million house on Seneca Street in the town of East Aurora, across from Seneca Animal Hospital. That was an all ICF house, insulated concrete.
Why didn't you build it here in Orchard Park?
That's where, that one had a client and an owner, and yeah. But yeah, so you know, there's some work I think going on, and we're going to continue to have work on building individual lots leading up to this. So
yeah. We do have one at Baker Road.
Yes.
That we just got the drain plan, I believe.
Because we got, I have the permit.
Get the building permit for it. So that'll be their first one, I think, in Orchard Park.
Correct.
Too much style, that will be.
Yeah, yep.
$3 to $4 million?
No.
So
I didn't think
a lot of little
prices are homes that you can wait for.
Yeah, so the way I'm seeing the market right now, I would anticipate by the time we're building here with how things are trending, we're talking at least 800 at the bottom, upward of 1.2, and then
300 to 400 square foot.
Yeah.
For this project.
For this area.
How do you think we should proceed going forward? We did submit for our application. Can we generate any perspective on this view, or?
We
just found out this morning this was put out for concept. We have a concept plan, and the town engineer and I have common to provide for it for the alignment of the northern road where it gives you on and they do minor tweaks in it.
Well, do you need anything that the engineer is supposed to do?
No, it's nothing bolts up. We can communicate with Chris.
So with that, I guess, you know, the sense of the board, unless anyone has anything else to point out, is, you know, go ahead.
Since we did make the pre-application submission, I know Ramey's not here, but could we be on, if not December, maybe January for pre-application?
We'll have to see how progress.
You're still going to have a lot of issues out there. It's going to be a slow process.
Right. But just get past that first step, and then we can order our sewer monitoring and all that stuff.
So, in fact, you get the specification.
Yeah. Okay. We're good with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm ready for adjournment.
I'm excited for that. I don't like the issue.
Move for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Opposed? Carried.